Lord, maraming salamat sa blessings mo. In fact, which is true. If you and I would compare our lifestyle to many parts of the world, ano na tayo, talagang mayaman. If we are compared to some people sa third world countries, what you have ay sobra-sobra talaga. Hindi ba kaya? And so, before anything else, you know, I'm thankful that for every opportunity that you and I can express our love to others. Today, we're going to honor someone. She's new to our family, to our church, but, you know, hindi na siya new, but because, you know, it's the love of God that flows through us. She's going to have her second baby this December, and we're going to give her something special after the service, baby shower. But I would like us as a family of God to pray for her before that time. Amen. I'd like to call on Sister Rochelle. Come on. Yay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. How long have you been coming to church? Mga months na, no?
Since January.
Since January na. So, halos mag-iisang taon na. So, her beautiful daughter, Sophia. Sophia, madalas natin siya nakikita, you know, pag Wednesday nights and Bible study nights. Amen. And so, we would like to express the love of God to her.
Yes.
As she's expecting the second baby. Amen. Yes. We love you, Sister Rochelle. And so, we would like to ask God's blessings, yung safe delivery, and yung provision. God wants you to know that He's here for you and we are here for you. Amen. Sige, can we pray? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a loving God. A God who loves us and who calls us by name. You are our maker and the giver of life. And even Sister Rochelle with the baby to be born, Lord, this December, we are already thanking you for this child. First of all, we would like to thank you for her life. God, that you have blessed her with this opportunity, like many of us, God, to know you in a very personal and intimate way. Yes. That when we put our faith in your Son, Jesus, that's the first step. That, Lord, things begin to unfold in our lives like we could never, ever imagine. And so, Father God, as a family of God, we lift her up to you. We thank you for the strength that you're giving her each day. We thank you even that, Lord, even when that day will come, as the baby will be delivered, not just for the physical sense of it, but emotionally and above all spiritually, that you would bless her with the peace that comes from you, that, Lord, oh God, to know that, Lord, everything, her life and her children are in your hands as a family, that, God, you're here to provide, to grant her wisdom in every aspect, oh God. And Lord, kami as a church, we are thankful for this opportunity that we can bless her today. And so, God, we thank you, God, even for what lies ahead in the future, that, Lord, her heart will be filled with peace to know that, God, you are with her all the time, oh God. And so, Lord, thank you for this time and even for the church, the brothers and sisters who would express their love to her. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Munti ko na sabing and many more. Mali pala. Sorry. Hindi pala ba. Many more. Yes. Praise the Lord. Muntik nang makantay. The multiplication, the God of multiplication. But when praise the Lord. Totoo naman. Pero, you know, He provides. He's our faithful provider. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, and if you are able, if you could please rise up as we turn our hearts to the Word of God. And we're going to read Psalm 119. Hindi naman ho lahat natin babasahin. That's the longest chapter in the Bible. But, you know, alam natin na ano, may power in Word of God. How many of us would say that there's power in the Word of God? Yeah. Amen. Let's start with verse 41 all the way up to verse 62. Psalm 119, we're going to start with verse 41. Psalm 119, we'll start with verse 41. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I meditate on your decrees. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. And verse 62, at midnight, I rise to give you thanks for what? For your righteous laws, righteous judgments. Lord, we open up our hearts to your word. We offer to you a prayer of thanksgiving, Lord God. Nagpapasalamat kami, Lord, for your word for all of us. Your words that are life to us. Your word that is our guide. Your word that gives us comfort. Your word that instructs us in the way we should go. Your word that gives us enlightenment in what we should do. Your word that gives us wisdom, O God. And above all, O God, your word that builds up our faith. And so, Lord, thank you for this time as we honor you, Holy Spirit of God, as our teacher and our guide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let me read to you two more verses as we start our study. In Hebrews 13, verse 15, it says in the New King James Version, Hebrews 13, verse 15, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Did you find that in your Bible, po? And so it says, through Jesus, it says, therefore, what should we continually do? Offer to God what kind of praise? A sacrifice of praise, and the fruit of our lips is giving thanks to his name. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, it says, be joyful always, pray continually. And in verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Namnamin ho natin yan. Let's meditate on that. Napaka-excited. Very short verses, very powerful. It says, be joyful always. No? Tapos, so ano pa sabi? Pray continually or pray without ceasing. And tapos yung last verse, yung 18 ho, sabi, to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Ang title po ng ating study of the word today is a sacrifice of praise. You know, Thanksgiving, upcoming Thanksgiving po this Thursday. Ano bang date yun? 23rd, no? 23. You know, I don't know, baka for some of you, you might have a tradition pag merong Thanksgiving. Actually, a Thanksgiving holiday, it's an American holiday. As a nation, for those of you who would remember American history, it started with the Pilgrims noong 1620. There were some Pilgrims from New England that emigrated here, and yung Thanksgiving, it's more of a harvest festival. They recognize the abundant blessings, yung produce of the land, and so they came together. Kaya you would see yung pictures. How many of you would see yung pictures ng Thanksgiving? Makikita niyo yung hindi lang yung turkey, more of yung harvest, yung mga fruits, mga pumpkin, squash, and all that. It's because it's a harvest festival. Eh, sino ba ho ang nagbe-bless ng produce ng land? It's God. God was the God of creation. And so, ang origin po niyan is really recognizing the hand of the Almighty God upon this nation. We have a group of people that came to this land and recognized that all blessings come from God. But it's sad kapag tinatanggal na ho si Lord sa picture. That to some, when they would say, oh, Thanksgiving, malapit na Thanksgiving, to some, it would be an image of just the turkey and the stuffing and the pumpkin pies and football games na nalilimutan na ho what really Thanksgiving should be. But in essence, as you and I would really open up our hearts to the Word of God, it teaches us na talagang God is worthy ng ating pasasalamat, ng ating thanksgiving, to give thanks to God. Sa previous Bible studies natin, it takes humility for us to recognize na, in fact, Abraham Lincoln was one of the leaders of this nation that said it's a very sad condition of a nation kapag we attribute it to ourselves na parang mayabang na tayo na, superpower kami as a nation because we did it ourselves. No, that's not the truth. We know that all blessings come from God. So on a personal level, kasi it has to start with one heart muna. With one heart, hanggang sa nag-i-spread yan. If you are a parent, it starts with you and you pass that on to your children. Kaya when families are gathered, you as a parent would remind, oh anak, the reason why we're having this, is we're going to give thanks to God. Amen. As you partake of a meal. Amen. So, and giving thanks to God, as the Word of God declares, should be done every day and all the time. So, in good times, not only in good times, but even in difficult times. Last Sunday, how many of you were here na nakita niyo po yung video of Nick, Vijusik. He's a Christian, he's a believer. Pero what was amazing was sa kanyang testimony, a lot of people kasi nakita ho natin na he was born with no arms, no legs. And yet, every time people would hear him and see him, the first instant that people would see him is like, oh freak, di ba ganon? And yet, that was his... Yun ang natural reaction, kawawa naman. Pero ang power ng testimony niya is, he is someone that found Christ in his life, that even because of it, not in spite of his condition, most people would say, how come? How come you still have a smile on your face? How come you're still thankful to God? Look at you. And then he would say, I'm happy, I'm joyful because of Christ. And so, tayo ho, what is our condition? We might have arms and legs, but merong iba-iba po ang condition natin. So the essence of our study is really realizing, is it possible for us to give thanks and be joyful even in difficult times? Yes, it's possible. That's what the Lord would want us to learn. It's an important truth na minsan it's hard to embrace. Kasi ang natural tendency natin when you and I are going through difficult times is... hindi magpasalamat and not to be joyful, no? Pero the Bible declares that our joy and the attitude of being thankful is not dependent on our feelings nor our circumstances. Okay po ba yun? Amen. And so, it says, through Jesus, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. So, giving thanks to God, even in times of trials and sufferings, goes against our flesh. Pag sinabi ho ng flesh, it goes against our flesh. Ibig sabihin nun, it goes against our natural tendencies or natural inclinations. So it would take the power of God for us to be able to do it. Kasi on our own, mahirap ho. It's impossible. So it's during these times that it becomes what the Word of God calls that when you and I are offering. Halimbawa, you come, you and I come. We don't know what's going on, whether the last time you and I were together, maaring may nangyaring something new, or it could be something that has happened even many years ago na nandyan sa pinaka-deepest part of us. We would always say, we're good in hiding our true feelings. We're good at that. Meron tayo, we put on a mask and we can pretend and give a smile, pero deep down inside, most of the times, ay may lungkot or struggling, amen? But God sees it. God knows it. And so, but He would want us to know that we are not alone even when those times come in our lives. Amen. Praise God. And so, kaya, when you and I come, and then we still praise God, kahit na we're not feeling well, kahit na there's turbulence in the marriage, kahit na your children are rebelling, kahit na you looked at your checkbook, zilch nada, kaput. Lord, I don't know where to, ganun ano. And so, and yet when you come, Lord, I thank you, God. I bless your name, Lord. And so now it becomes a sacrifice of praise. See, the idea of sacrifice is biblical. Makikita po natin yung word na yan, yung sacrifice, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Do you know that that principle was first established when yung original sin came in the lives of Adam and Eve? And definition muna, ano ho bang ibig sabihin ng sacrifice? No? Sa everyday language natin, it means we give something that would cost us. As a giver, it would cost us something in terms of whether ourselves, our time, or money, or even life itself. Because Jesus, He is our perfect example of giving His life as a sacrifice to all of us. So, pag sinabing sacrifice, what the Bible is teaching us is it would, as a giver, you and me, it would cost us something. It would cost us something. Whether it be, ano, in terms of what? Not just money, minsan yung time. Yung comfort zone natin. Amen? And so, ourself, our time, money, or even life itself. I want us to look at a story. It's found in the Old Testament, just to give us, but before we go to that story. And so, God established the principle of sacrifice even at the onset when Adam and Eve sinned. If you would go to Genesis, what did God do? Nung nagkasala po si Adam and Eve, he killed certain animals para ma-clothe si Adam and Eve. So it required the killing of an animal. And so yung principle na yun, na-establish na, even at the onset. Amen? When Adam and Eve had children, see Cain and Abel, they were required to bring a sacrifice to him. What did Abel do? Abel offered an animal sacrifice, and that was pleasing to the Lord. Si Cain naman, what did he offer? The fruit of the ground. Pero here's the thing. Kailangan po natin maintindihan ito kasi. It's God who establishes how things should be done. Ulitin po natin yan. It's God. It all starts with God. And so what we're saying is, hindi yung, oh, magpa-praise ako nung, yung kung ano yung alam ko, kung ano yung gusto ko. No. May requirement. God has set the requirement, and yung requirement na yun tayo, as His created beings, ang role lang natin is what? Sumunod. To obey. And so, hindi na yung matter of, oy naman, some probably would say, but naman, hindi naman ata fair yun. Ang tinanggap lang ni God na offering yung kay Abel. Tapos si Cain naman, di ba nag-offer siya? Some people would say that. But we are not here to question God. We are here to obey. When He teaches us that this is what is pleasing to Him, then we do it. And then when we do what pleases God, then you and I begin to enjoy yung mga blessings that He has for us. Now, alam ho natin na minsan, at times, we don't immediately grasp certain principles that He is teaching us. Pero, praise the Lord, there's help, and that is the Holy Spirit of God. And so, when you and I read the Word of God, let's say hindi agad na, we don't immediately really fully understand or grasp it yet. Lord, this is your word eh. And I believe that your word is the final authority on how we should live, in my giving, in my worship, in my helping others, in my relationship, in my serving you, in serving in the church, God, how should it be done? Right? So it's not just yung, ano kaya? What will I do? Ah, ito gagawin ko. No, no. It's we inquire of God. Lord, what is it that would please you? Amen. And so, as a result, what Abel offered, that pleased God. And so, what is important for us to notice is that God required a sacrifice. He required a sacrifice. Now, the purpose, God demanded the shedding of innocent blood for the covering of man's sin. Nangyari po yan sa Old Testament. And in the New Testament, how did that happen? Through the blood of Jesus. Can I say this po? Very important principle and doctrine. The reason why we're taking this up is because for us to understand, as Christians, we have to know the Word of God, what it says. Para pag may narinig na iba, eh, hindi naman yan in line sa Word eh. Sasabihin na iba, you Christians, you talk about blood. What's that? It's found in the Word. Sabi sa Hebrews 9. Tingnan nyo yung sa Hebrews 9. Kaya it's good for us to really search the Scriptures. Hebrews 9, verse 22. What does it say? Hebrews 9, verse 22. Glory to God. Hebrews 9, 22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be purified or cleansed with. I want everyone to see it. Did you see that? The Word of God requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Kaya lang tayo, the reason why you and I are cleansed is when you and I accepted Christ, we were cleansed. Ang sins natin, na-cleansed how? Not because of our deeds, but because of what? The blood of Jesus that He shed. So if you want to make a list of what are the things that I should be thankful for to God, Lord, I thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. That now, in spite of what I have done, God, Lord, kita mo lahat yun eh. God, now, because of you, Jesus, now I'm clean before God. Kaya pag tayo po lalapit sa Heavenly Father in our prayer, you and I are cleansed and covered by the blood of Jesus na sasabihin niya, oh, disqualified ka. Kasi ginawa mo to eh. No. When you and I have Christ now, you and I are now qualified to come into the presence of God with boldness and confidence we can approach Him. Amen? And so without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And the laws of God have not changed. Some people would say, oh, that's in the Old Testament. No. Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and that happened many years ago, natanggap po natin ang ating forgiveness. Amen. That's why some of you might recall, when you first accepted Christ, I remember that day, meron po akong joy. Ay! And not knowing what the Word of God says, sabi pala doon sa Bible, sa Psalms, when I encountered it, happy is that person whose sins have been forgiven. The first thing that a person would experience now pag naborn again is what? The joy and peace that comes from being reconciled with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the blood sacrifice that Jesus performed at Calvary became the final sacrifice for all sins. Amen. And so the principle of sacrifice originated where? In the heart of God. Kaya in that verse that we read, it says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God sometimes, all the time, continually, that is the fruit. The fruit of our lips is giving thanks to His name. You would notice that as you grow in the ways of God, ang heart nyo is now being filled with good things. I share that all the time. Before I came to know the Lord, ang fruit ng lips ko, and I'm not proud of it, would be negative things. Would curse. Something would drop. Kaya ho yung brother in Christ na pinadala ni Lord, nandun ho siya sa harap ko. Naku, nag-i-square mo siya sa seat niya kasi I would like, mga ganun. Pero you know what? When I got born again, hindi niyo sinabi sa akin, ay, Sister Monette, ha, born again ka na, kaya no more cursing. Wala po siyang sinabi, no rules. I just found out that the more I spent time with God and His Word, nawala na yung... Kaya, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Di ba ang ganda nun? Na yun ang fruit. The words that now are coming out from your lips and mine are words that would build up, words of life. Sabi ko sa Bible that the lips of the righteous, it's a fountain of life. Yeah, you won't be surprised that people would approach you. They would say to you, I like talking to you. I like talking to you. Pag meron silang needs, can you pray for me? Pag may gathering, oh, can, brother, they know you're a Christian, they will call you. Can you pray? Why? They see something. They see something and they sense something, and that is the life of God flowing through your life. Amen. So God knows that we must give in order to receive something. We make a sacrifice. We give until at times it hurts. Ooh. Sacrifice of giving. Now, dito natin titignan yung story. Let's look at 1 Chronicles. An important principle. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 21. We're going to start with verse 18. No, let's start with verse 17. And I'll just give you a background for the sake of time. And all. Let me know if you're there. 1 Chronicles. If you see Second Chronicles, turn to your left. 21. Yeah, it's a big help. Clue. Yeah, pag lumampas na kayo ng Second Chronicles, lumampas na. So turn to your left. Pag nakita nyo si Ezra, turn to your left. Okay. Pag nakita nyo Genesis, oh, turn to your right. All right, let me know if you're there. First Chronicles 21. We're going to start with verse 17. Okay. All right. Are we ready? Okay. David said to God, was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? I am the one who has sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done? O Lord my God, let your hand fall upon me and my family, but do not let this plague remain on your people. Pause. The reason why David, he is a king. He's a leader of the nation. Nagkasala po siya. He did something against yung commandment ni God. And so that's why he's asking... He repented, no? He repented. And so, he repented before God, and God responded to David's repentance. Kaya, binigyan ho siya ng commandment, and we're going to see that. The command, David was commanded to do something in a special way and in a specific place. Okay, all right? So, may commandment si Lord, and the command of God was very specific, that he was to do something in a special way and in a specific place. Okay, let's continue po. Then the angel of the Lord ordered Gad and to tell David to go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan, sa ibang version, the Jebusite. Okay. So he was to do what?
Praise the Lord. Praise. Can you hear me now? Praise. Okay. All right. Here we go. So, verse 18 na po tayo, no? Amen. Everyone else following? Then the angel of the Lord ordered Gad to tell David to go up and do what? Build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of someone. So, a specific place pa, no? Did you see that? Okay. So, verse 19. So, David went up in obedience to the word that God had spoken in the name of the Lord. While Ornan was threshing wheat,
praise. There we go. Okay. All right. So then, 19. So David went up in obedience to the word of God. Very, very important. We hear and obey. So while Ornan was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel. His four sons who were with him hid themselves. Then David approached, and when Ornan looked and saw him, he left the threshing floor and bowed down before David with his face to the ground, because David, he's king. Kaya yung may-ari nung threshing floor, when saw David, bowed down, paid his respect to him as a king. Now, look at this. David said to him, "Let me have the site of your threshing floor so I can build an altar to the Lord." Wala ako. "That the plague on the people may be stopped. Sell it to me at the full price." Now Ornan said to David, "Yung may-ari po ng threshing floor, take it. Let my lord the king do whatever pleases him. Look, I will give the oxen for the burnt offerings, the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give all this." Take a note, huh? So David obeyed, no? But when he went to the place where he was to build, to offer a sacrifice to God, someone, yung may-ari ng threshing floor, said, "Uy, King David, sige, you can have all this. Sayin na lahat para you could do the sacrifice." So there goes the temptation. Here goes the temptation. But what we would want to see here is the principle that God is teaching us. Look at this. Because David said, "Sell it to me at the full price." Did you see that? And then it was being offered to him at no cost. If you are to offer the sacrifice to God, sige, sayo na lahat. Okay, now, what was the reaction of David? Hindi niya sinabi, "Uy, salamat." No. Look at verse 24. "But King David replied to Ornan, 'No, I insist on paying the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing.'" See that? Kung may highlighter ho kayo, highlight that part. Very, very important. And so, David was given that offer, right? Pero what was the reply of David? He said, "I won't do that. I insist on paying you the full price because I'm not going to sacrifice something to God that will cost me nothing." Because God demanded a sacrifice from whom? From David, not the owner of the threshing floor. Do you follow the story?
Yeah.
And how do we apply that in our lives? Kasi temptation comes to all of us. What is going to cost us in our giving a sacrifice of praise to God? Sacrifice of time. Our schedules can be so busy. When God would tell us, "Do this." But Lord, tingnan ko muna ang calendar ko, ah. Lord, meron akong ano eh. May appointment ako sa iba eh. Tsaka na lang. Or when we come to the house of the Lord, do we just rely on the praise and worship team to usher us into the presence of God? Or ready na yung heart natin to worship God? Yes. We should not rely on the praise and worship team, although they are a gift to us as a body to usher us into the presence of the Lord, right? Pero what the Lord would want us is, what would you offer to God today that would cost a sacrifice on your part? So we ask that ourselves. Because, kaya alam nyo si David was, the Lord loved him in spite of what he did. He committed adultery and murder, pero you know what? The only thing that David did was, in spite of what he did, was he repented and his heart was so sincere. Pero moving forward, you know, David had a heart for God. He always would want to worship God. And so to him, it would be an insult to the character of God to offer sacrifice that would cost him nothing. So David brought a sacrifice that was truly a sacrifice. Amen. So he understood the principle, yung principle of it should touch my flesh, or it should be something that I must do in spite of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. And so there's a high cost of sincere praise. So when you and I would apply that, here it goes. See, God is pleased that we remember him in times of good times. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. But you know what? He's not only interested in that kind of praise when all things are going well. In fact, you know what? He is after the praise that comes in the midst of great trials, great difficulty, grief, sickness. At times, merong oppression from the enemy, relationships na nangyayari sa buhay, financial problems. Pero Lord, I'm here to worship you because God, I know that you will see me through. Amen? And so when you and I are operating in that kind of principle, do you know what? God is pleased. God is pleased. Hallelujah. Nanduhan ng testing of faith. That is where our faith is tested. Will we still thank God in spite of? And you know what? It can still happen so long as ang heart natin. See, the power of giving thanks to God, it's a powerful principle. We saw that in our previous studies. Kaya connected lahat ho ito eh. Coming to God with thanksgiving, it triggers the power of God to be released upon your life and even the lives of people we are praying for. We saw that in biblical example that Jesus did. Many times there's a challenge, but the first thing that he would do always when he would approach the presence of the Father is what? A prayer of thanksgiving. He would say, Father God, I thank you that you always hear me. Ganun ang ating panimula. We might have this burden, and yet we offer to him first a prayer of thanksgiving. And so, you know, meron pong, and I think most of us, we know this already by heart. Let's look at that in the book of Philippians. Amen. The book of Philippians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Philippians. Thank you, Jesus. God knows what you are all going through. God knows the specifics of the challenges that we as a people of God are faced with. Ano yung sabi sa Philippians? Be anxious for nothing. In fact, ulitin, simulan na natin sa verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And let your gentleness be evident to all, for the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, then we present our requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends or surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Dun sa verse 4, anong sabi yung tinuturo sa atin ni Lord? Be joyful always. Wow. So, pero ano eh, may problema ako eh. Mabigat eh. Mahirap maging joyful. You know what? It's the fruit of the Spirit. The joy, joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's when we allow the Holy Spirit to control us. Rejoice always. Kaya, see, the thing is, when a Christian is so filled with the Spirit of God, alam niyo ho, masayahin yan. Masayahin tao. And it's not something na pilit. It's something na hindi we pretend. It's from within. It's a fruit of the Spirit of God. So, being joyful always. I remember when I was a young Christian, you know, the late Brother Ben Baluyot, he would always say this to me kasi nakikita niya ako lagi ako malungkot. Kahit na Christian, kasi as a young Christian, I was going through difficult times. Pero he would always tell me this verse, Monet, rejoice in the Lord always. Ganyan. In my mind, nangangatwiran pa ako sa thoughts ko. Hindi mo lang alam kasi ginadaan ako eh. No? Do you know that? Here's the thing. Kaya, here's the thing. I learned na natago ko kay Kuya Ben yung true feelings ko, pero God saw it. He sees everything. He sees what's in our hearts. So, might as well be honest with God in our time of prayer, no? Amen ba ho yun? Kaya sabi dyan, the Lord is near. Ibig sabihin nun, kita ni Lord. Even yung mga, minsan yung inis natin sa kapwa. Oh, naku ha. Aray, meron bang ano? Kasabihan sa bato-bato sa langit. Ang tamang huwag magagalit. Eh, maraming mahusay umilag. Kaya yung tinamaan. Here's the thing. God has a word for all of us. See, the thing is, He knows what's in our hearts. Kaya tayo pag nag-aaral, God spoke to me. And you know what? And when He does, praise God ho yun. Kasi He wants us. He wants us to live a life of peace and joy. And kaya, let's obey what the Word of God says. Amen? Sige, let's continue. So, because He loves us, He wants us always to be joyful. And the Word of God would tell us always how to live a joyful and peaceful life. He loves us so much, sabi sa verse 6, I don't want you to be worried. So if you were to be asked today, right now, at this moment, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? Kasi dyan, do not be anxious about anything eh. Hindi ibig sasabihin natin, Lord, this part, I think I can handle this. Lord, ito, itong part na to, ito, bahala ka. Ito, I'll take care of this. Hindi eh, sabi niya, everything. We acknowledge God in all of our ways and not lean on our own understanding. Amen? As we, you and I would acknowledge it, ang promise dun sa Proverbs 3 is what? He shall make our path straight. Papakita niya what to do. Amen! And so, in the area of praying, so He wants us not to be worried, to be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Kaya, coming to the Lord, what do we do first? Thank Him first. Lord, I thank You for Your promise in Your Word. God, sabi mo, as I ask for wisdom, because Lord, I don't know what to do, Your Word promises that, Lord, You shall give it to me generously and liberally. Lord, we need to know what's good. What is the best thing to do in this situation? Will God do it? Yes, He will. And so with thanksgiving, muna, and then we present our request to God. And the result will be, as we end, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Napakaganda po niyan. That you and I will be able to live a life na meron pong peace ang ating heart and mind. And everything is found in Christ through His Holy Spirit. Amen? And so, ang final conclusion ho sa ating pag-aaral is, there will be times we know that in our lives, it would require a sacrifice of praise. Even in difficult times, Lord, I choose to praise You. Lord, I choose to bless Your name. Lord, lalapit ako sa iyo because what is it that would cost you to offer a sacrifice of praise to God at this moment? It could be at times, a sacrifice would always require a killing of what? In our times ngayon, it's a killing of our flesh. Halimbawa, baka naman pag yung nagpa-praise ako, sabi nila masyado kong emotional. You know, some people, they hold back in praising God. I don't want them to see me as too emotional. Ayoko nung, kasi Lord, alam mo naman ako, quiet na tao. Pero you know what? The Word of God tells us na praise should be vocal. It should be, in fact, there was an instance in a story found in the Old Testament when the people gathered, yung taong, they were in a distance, they could hear the shouts and praises of the people of God. Because you know what? There's power in praising God. It silences the devil who would want always to put fear and anxiety in our hearts. Prayer, praise coupled with thanksgiving, it's a powerful tool against the enemy of our souls. And so, ngayon po, in our Thanksgiving Sunday, let's offer to the Lord something that is sincere, something that is from the heart, a heart that is filled with gratitude towards our God who is so faithful and so good to all of us. Amen. Let's come to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might not know what's going on in your life right now, but God does. See, the beauty of this is because we have a God who's all-knowing, all-seeing, he sees our hearts. And what an important principle that you and I are being taught, that coming to God would always cost us something. What do you want to give to God today? What do you would like to offer him? An important principle that when you and I would enter through that door, we should not come empty-handed. We should always have something to give to God because he's worthy of our praise. Amen. And let be the fruit of our lips first is giving thanks to him. Amen. Father God, we thank you for powerful reminders from your word that God, you love us so much. That Lord, you desire that we would have that kind of relationship with you that would please your heart. Coming to you, Lord God, in a way that we can offer you our thanksgiving and our praise, God. You're bringing all of us to the next level in our walk with you, that at times in our lives, it's hard, God, to consider, Lord God, yung flesh namin na at times it's so difficult for us to come to church. And even when we are here to give you thanks, when everything that's happening around us, Lord God, ay napakahirap. Our faith is being tested and challenged at this time and at this hour. But Lord, today we choose to obey your word. Like David, oh God, we choose to remember that God coming to you should cost us something. And that, Lord, we would like to offer to you a sacrifice of praise. We would like to come to you and humble ourselves before you, God, to know that, Lord, you are our faithful God. You are the God who is so loving and so giving. You set the example for all of us because you gave your best. And that is your only son, Jesus, who died for our sins. Jesus, we thank you for your blood, your most precious blood that has cleansed us from all of our sins. Say that to God in your own ways, in your own words, oh God. In your own words, begin to offer a prayer of thanksgiving wherever you are right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let be the fruit of our lips is giving thanks unto his name. So Lord God, hallelujah. Sige po, say something to God. Say something to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, God. Oh, we honor you, Lord God, this day. Lord, salamat, Panginoon. Even at times, Lord, it's an uphill climb. Pero Lord, through the work of your Holy Spirit, we would like to offer you a prayer of thanksgiving, oh God, to thank you for your love for us. To thank you, Lord God, for your plan of salvation, oh God. You don't want us to be separated from you for all eternity, oh God. And so, Lord, like the psalmist, oh God, I will bless the Lord at all times. And let your praise continually be in our lips. Be in my lips. Hallelujah, Lord. You're worthy of my praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Napakadami mong blessings na, Lord, sa buhay namin, God. We remember what you have done in our lives in the past, that, God, you're going to do it even right now in our present circumstances. Some might be filled with anxiety over what lies ahead in the future, God. But, Lord, we choose to believe that, Lord, ang faithfulness mo will remain even for what lies ahead in our future, God. And so, God, tinuturuan mo kaming lahat, Panginoon, oh God, how to offer a sacrifice of praise. Because it's not dependent on our circumstances nor our feelings, oh God. But to know that, Lord, you deserve our praise and our thanksgiving because you're such a good God to all of us. Hallelujah, Lord. So salamat, Panginoon, oh God, that every time you move in our lives, oh God, lagi may eternal benefits, God. And so, Lord, it's not just to meet temporal needs, oh God. But, Lord, because your love for us, it's always eternal. You are the God who loves us from everlasting to everlasting, oh God. And that, Lord, you see us through in our earthly lives. And Lord, oh God, how much more, Panginoon, oh God, meron kang you have prepared for us. Yes. something far beyond this earthly life, O God, that, Lord, we will enjoy your presence for all eternity. Salamat, Panginoon, O God, for that blessed hope that we have in you, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, today, O God, we offer to you a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. As I call on Sister Janet, can you lead us, yung, we bring a sacrifice of praise. Let's do it. And I know, from where you are at. Sige, guitar lang. Let's apply what we have learned. Let's apply what we have learned. Let's offer to the Lord a sacrifice of praise. Amen. Sige, yung, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we believe that there's power in giving thanks to your name. You're teaching all of us, O God, na what would come out from our lips, O God, is thanksgiving, praises, blessing your name, giving you the highest praise, O God. And we realize, O God, that, Lord, this alone is the work of your Holy Spirit in all of us. Some of us might be starting with, it's a lesson that we need, Lord God, to learn in our lives, God. And so, Father God, we thank you that, Lord, as we allow you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to work in all of us today, O God. In Jesus' name.
We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house.
As I offer up to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving, as I offer up to you the sacrifice of joy, as I offer up to you the sacrifice.
Father God, we thank you for reminding all of us that true joy comes from you alone. It doesn't come from this world. It doesn't come from earthly relationships. But it comes from having this personal and intimate relationship with you, Father God, through our faith in your Son, Jesus. Though we realize, God, that this is an important lesson for us to learn, and it needs to be learned well. We are thankful for the work of your Holy Spirit in all of us and through us. We would want that people would see the true joy and peace that comes from you, Lord God, flowing in our lives, that our lives be a reflection of what it means really to have Christ in us. And Father God, we offer to you a prayer of thanksgiving, O God, for your continually working in our lives, God. Lord, binabago mo kaming lahat, Panginoon. And we all thank you, God, that, Lord, one thing we know, that the good work you start in all of our lives, ikaw ang magtatapos. You will see to it that it be completed. And so, God, we thank you that you, through your word, has strengthened the faith of your people today, O God. We thank you for teaching us that important lesson of always coming before your presence with thanksgiving first, God, recognizing your goodness in our lives. So, Lord, thank you for touching everyone gathered in this place, and even for those who are not here with us, that, Lord, as we continually lift them up to you, O God, that your grace and your mercy continually flow in their lives, O God, that they too may come back to you, O God, and offer to you, Lord, always, O God, thanksgiving and praises unto your name, because you are worthy, O God. And Lord, even as people would gather this coming Thursday for Thanksgiving meal, coming together, spending time together in families, O God, we ask, Father God, that your manifested presence, Lord God, be in our midst, Lord. As we remember you, O God, and remember always that you are the source of all blessings, O God, may we offer to you always a prayer of thanksgiving, O God. Even for those who are going through difficult times, Lord, thank you for touching everyone, Lord God, giving comfort and strength, O God, to know that, Lord, your presence is always with us. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, thank you for the joy and peace, O God, that you are developing in all of us. And so, Lord, we give you the highest praise that you alone deserve, O God. And so, Lord, as we commit to you the remainder of this time, we honor you, O God, and that, Lord, you are going to dismiss us in your love and with your grace and your hedge of protection upon us as a people of God. We give you praise, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's all rise up and let's just thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And after the service, we're going to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. May pinag-pray na siya. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And of course, yesterday was Sister Emma's birthday. So for some of you have missed greeting her happy birthday and a blessed birthday. She celebrated it yesterday. And we are going to continually celebrate it, the love and the goodness of the Lord through his people. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless his name.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. God, thank you, Lord.
Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Lord.
Blessed be your name, the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
Every blessing
you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness goes as in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Sun shining down on me, when the world's all that it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, when the road marked with suffering, when there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name.
Every blessing,
yes, Lord.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say,
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Name.
Jesus,
praise the Lord. Where's Sister Emma? Sister Emma. Let's just sing a happy birthday for some of you who were not here. Sister Emma, praise God. Where are you, Sister Emma? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Praise the Lord. It's okay. It's okay. For some of you, we're not here on Wednesday. I don't know, Friday. Pero, you know, we should never get tired of praying for one another. Amen. And so, even as we, before we partake in ating feast, you know, let's thank the Lord. Kasi we would always say this, and blessings would always, not just in material things, but God would use people to be a blessing to us. And she is such a blessing to us as a church. Amen. And so let's pray for God's blessings upon her life to continually abound. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a blessed moment you've given us, oh God, to honor you first, and Lord, even to thank you for the people that you bring our way. We thank you for another year that you have blessed Sister Emma with. And Lord, we know, oh God, that God, yung plans mo para sa kanya, they're always good. Amen. And that, Father God, your heart is always to bless her, that her life overflow with the blessings that come from your hand, that it may touch her family, relatives, loved ones, Father God, friends, and in every place that you take us, oh God, even sa nature ng kanyang trabaho, Panginoon, that, Lord, lives will be touched through the power and the love of God flowing through her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for strengthening her faith, oh God, and the power of your spirit flowing through her life. Thank you for prospering the works of her hands. Salamat, Panginoon, oh God, that she's part of us, oh God, and thank you for her faithfulness, oh God, and may she continue to serve you, Lord God, with joy and gladness in her heart. Alam namin, Panginoon, you are our great reward, that you would bless her in every aspect. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And let's thank the Lord for the food we're about to partake. Amen. Lord, as we recognize na, Lord, lahat ng biyaya galing sa'yo, all blessings come from you.
Amen.
We thank you even for the bountiful meal, Lord God, that is set for us to partake together. May your presence be in our midst as we take this meal together. And above all, oh God, we thank you for your presence in our lives, oh God.
Yes.
That, Lord, oh God, you promise more that you are with us. So, Lord, we thank you for your hedge of protection upon your people, oh God, blessing yes, each one with joy and peace that comes alone from you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen,
amen. Amen. God bless you all. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.